Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Look at us.
Oh, hi.
Look at us.
We made it.
Where have you guys been? Not telling.
I've been nowhere.
What?
You've been nowhere. I've been nowhere. We've been nowhere.
Let's not tell.
Let's not tell.
Let's
keep it a secret.
Keep it a secret.
Keep it a secret. Yeah, took some time off yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And now we're back, ready to do this dang thing.
Why did we take 2 days worth of material and shove it into one Tuesday morning?
Huh. Well,
we're so busy. We always sit down and kind of review. The review started at 6:30 or 5:30 this morning.
Yes.
And I was still working on another thing. I didn't even get to sit in on the review. I was getting everything ready for this morning.
There's a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah.
So we are just going to just hit the ground running, I think.
That's the only way to tackle this stuff.
But I was so torn because I wanted to wear running shoes today because we're literally running.
Can't.
I had to do snow boots.
Aren't those running shoes designed to let air and moisture in?
That was my thing. I was like, I think it's for air to get in, and I don't want air in.
No, it's so cold.
I just want to stay nice and roasty, toasty, warm.
You can run in boots.
I will run in boots.
You're not going for time.
I have no other choice but to run in boots.
True.
It's a running day.
It's a boot running sort of day.
Put on your warmest snow boots and let's run.
Here we go.
But it's going to help us stay warm.
Yes.
That's good.
You ever snowshoed before?
I've
run in snowshoes. I've skied too, and I hated every single second of it.
But it was like cross country skiing, so it was like
I would hate that even more.
Oh, it was the worst, Eric. I was all ready for it to be like fun, like downhill skiing, and it was so much work.
You like downhill skiing?
I mean, it's easier than cross country skiing. You have to go uphill on those things. Ugh.
Why walking? Or hiking is an effort anyway. And then you make it more cumbersome by adding long sticks to your feet.
Yeah. Whose idea was that?
The Norwegians, probably. My people.
Your people. Norse.
I'll take the bullet on that one. Sorry.
You're going to just take it.
I have to. I'll own that one, which is why I will never, ever go. Skiing, cross-country skiing.
Sounds
cross-country also as a sport doesn't sound fun.
No.
And then you add skiing to it.
I was the manager of the cross country team, but that's because all my friends did it, and I was like, I don't want to actually do it, but I'd love to be involved and sit on the bus with you.
What did you do while they were out running hill and dale?
Well, somebody had to go to the grocery store on the hot days and get popsicles. That was my job. I would walk to the grocery store and get popsicles.
So you did your own version of cross country. You did cross town.
A little bit. I went cross town grocery shopping. Yeah.
Coach says we need popsicles. Armstrong, go get us some popsicles.
I got you. I got you. You guys go all the way out to the end of town, and I'm going to just go right down the block, okay?
To the Jack and Jill.
It's the same. No, it's not the same. But it's great. Everybody wins. Everybody got popsicles.
Did you get one for yourself, too, for that long journey?
Well, yeah, I got them. Why wouldn't I get a popsicle? Don't be silly. Don't ask silly questions. Come now. Come now. Of course.
Next stupid question.
You done? It was great fun. And I believe sometime late last week, you know, when we were all like Snowmageddon, it was actually another important day. It was kind of like that time in January where everyone gives up on their New Year's resolutions.
That's like was last Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or around last weekend.
And I feel like a lot of times that's like, I'm going to work out all the time or I'm going to eat better. I'm going to go on this diet. It's about the time when we're just kind of giving up.
Yeah.
Case in point, a delivery service in the UK shared a special instruction that they got when delivering a meal to someone. Someone ordered a 9-inch barbecue Texas style deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
Double chocolate ice cream and a waffle dish.
Whoa.
Chocolate sauce and a Dr. Pepper.
That sounds fantastic.
Sounds like a great meal, right?
I'm in.
The special instructions for delivery were leave it there, not quietly. I'm supposed to be on a diet. I'm not sure what what the instruction is like, so that I don't hear it, or so that somebody at home who is also on the diet doesn't hear it.
Leave it there, but don't let its presence be known. But I know it's there.
I know it's there.
And I'm going to sneak it in the house and eat it. Nom, nom, nom. All
shame,
of it.
Eat the whole thing.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. So
don't let anybody else know it's there.
Not quietly. I'm supposed to be on a diet. Like, if you not quietly, no one's going to know it's there, or the calories won't count.
Apparently, don't disturb the diet gods.
Please don't tell anybody, but I'm going to binge this thing.
You do know, person who ordered food, how this works, don't you? You're putting all those calories in you.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter how loud the knock is. It's going in you.
Shh.
I've convinced my alter ego.
Yeah. Shh. We don't want to wake them. Shh.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
How about a different way to look at the cold? You want to know how cold is it?
How cold is it?
In Denver, somebody made, like, ramen noodles.
Uh-huh.
Put them outside. As they started to freeze, they stuck a fork in it. Fork stood straight up.
Whoa.
45% of the U.S. population, 150 million Americans, have been under wind chill warnings or advisories since this whole thing started a couple days ago.
Hmm.
I saw somebody in Chicago play a game of, I'll call them like lawn darts, but what they used were frozen pants.
What?
So imagine like washing your jeans and not drying them, hanging them on a line. So
like they did in Little House on the Prairie.
Frozen stiff.
Yeah.
Then throwing them in the air and watching them land straight up and down in a snowdrift. That's how cold and how much snow there is in some parts of the U.S.
Ew.
Yeah, the old toss the jeans game. But Claire...
the old toss the jeans game.
You know, as we used to play back in olden times.
I know the game.
We played Red Rover.
Yeah.
We played Mother May I, and we played toss the jeans.
Toss the frozen jeans in the air and see if they land in a snowbank.
I bring you all of the cold conversation to ask you this one very specific question.
Okay.
The Metallica basket that was returned to me has been in the back of my car since Friday.
Eric.
Claire.
There was a...
one or two bottles of sarsaparilla in there.
Uh-huh.
My question being,
A,
do you think they've exploded?
Yeah.
And B...
110%.
This, why is this my burden? Isn't this technically... should they bring it into the building?
Should it be our burden?
Should it be... should we share? We should share the burden.
I don't want it.
You get half burden, I'll take half burden.
But we have to deal with it.
Well,
frozen.
I didn't know what to do with everything else in there.
But did you save the chips?
It hasn't been opened. It's still in the box.
Okay, you talked about the chips.
I did talk about them, but now we're going on a very lengthy vacation. I don't need those chips anymore.
I do.
Thank you. That's the answer I wanted to hear. May I?
Yes.
Mother, may I?
Yeah. Don't call me mother.
Want to play some toss the frozen jeans later?
Mother does not.
May I bring the box in? It's backed it up. Will you walk outside with me?
I want to unbox it.
To the back of my vehicle. We will unbox it there.
Yes.
If things are copacetic, you will take the basket and it now goes back to you. Because you're the assembler. You take it. If things are broken, I will clean things up and then I will give you what can be salvaged.
But in the frozen state, that would maintain the cleanliness.
Everything's frozen, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like I have to even paper towel anything. I should be able to just take chunks of frozen sarsaparilla and throw them away.
Sure.
We'll find out together.
You said it as a statement, but you also, we'll find out together.
As a question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh. We'll find out together.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, great. I already had so much to do today.
Like what?
Oh my gosh. I am freaking, like, just like we have a regular day. We've got a lot of things that we're going to try to pack in here. We were gone yesterday. It's like, oh, got to remember to do that and all that. I've got a parent meeting tonight because guess what's lurking just around the corner?
Is it cookie season?
It's cookie season. Oh, cookie season. Just when I thought I was out, I'm back in. My youngest daughter, Cora, is now in Girl Scouts, and she is starting to sell cookies. So how many boxes can I put you down for?
What is your responsibility?
it. I'm selling cookies. She's selling cookies, but I am like, yeah, I'm selling cookies. Well, how many boxes can I put you down for?
I'm not allowed to order.
What?
Ever since I ordered 10 Thin Mints from a child a couple of years ago, Shannon does not allow me to order Girl Scout cookies.
No, you're exactly the customer I want. Wait, sir, come back. Don't close the door.
Former President Donald Trump, no surprise, won Iowa's first in the nation caucuses. DeSantis coming in second. The contest now moves to New Hampshire. They vote on January the 23rd for their primary. Trump winning, by the way, 98 of Iowa's 99 counties. He was going for the sweep. Nikki Haley took all of the caucus votes in Johnson County last night. With the exception of a few areas around Iowa City and southeast Iowa labeled completely covered, most of the major roads in Iowa have returned to partially or seasonal covered, according to the DOT. But we are still in sub-zero temperatures, so you're not going to see the brine right now. You're going to see a brine-sand combination for traction.
Yes.
Because all of that packed snow, when it's still minus whatever, is not going to melt, as I'm experiencing currently on my driveway.
Yeah.
After two passes of that really magic ice, Magic Mike ice melt,
it's too cold.
Didn't work. I'm holding back, right? Why waste it?
Yeah.
So wait till next Monday where I'm seeing a temperature that starts with a 3.
Ooh.
That's when we'll be able to start tackling all of that.
Three?
Yeah, we got a 34 on Monday. Is that what I saw? Let me look.
Be still my heart.
Well,
what?
Still down, Hart.
Three. Hey,
cloudy skies.
Hey, bud, don't get too invested here.
Cloudy 34 Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming.
Okay.
Never been that excited to see above freezing.
Seriously.
In a long, long time.
Yeah.
I'm also excited for this. The 2024 UDA College Cheer and Dance Nationals. This is one of those like you randomly run into while you're browsing the channels like ESPN has cheerleading on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's always at Disney World. It's always at the wide world of sports. It just wrapped this past weekend. Iowa and Northern Iowa in the competition, both placing, not winning, but placing in their categories. Division 1A, POM routine, University of Iowa, top 10.
Nice.
Division 1, so a notch below, Northern Iowa, top 10, POM routine. Division 1A, game day dance routine, Iowa, top 10. Division 1, game day dance routine, Northern Iowa.
Nice.
Fourth place. Top
five. Love this.
Yes. Representing the heartland at the UDA, the UDA College Cheer and Dance Nationals, just wrapping up. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
The 75th Annual Emmy Awards went down last night with host Anthony Anderson at the wheel, and he decided to, you know, mix things up just a little bit. A lot of these award ceremonies can get kind of the same
thing. There's a template.
There is, right? There's the monologue, and then, you know, people get up and they present the award. Somebody gets up and they accept the award, and then there's, like, the speech, yada, yada, yada. It goes on way too long. It's one thing after another after another. Well, to keep things tight, they decided to do things just a little bit differently. Anthony Anderson, instead of having that music that plays people off, decided to bring up his mama, Doris, to cut people off if their speeches went too long.
She's cutting him off. I love this. I also love he does a great. She's in every TV show he hosts.
Yeah,
that's the running gag for him, which is great.
He's a mama's boy, and he knows it. So
she cut him off.
She cut him off.
That's great.
She first got to cut Jennifer Coolidge off. Jennifer Coolidge won Best Actress in White Lotus, and she had to face the wrath of Mama. And then John Oliver made the bit even better because last week tonight his show won Emmy for Outstanding Scripted Variety Series, and he thanked all the appropriate people. And it turns out he had just enough time actually, but he really wanted to get cut off.
So he just kept talking.
He kept talking by naming all the players on his favorite Liverpool soccer team.
That's fantastic.
So he could get cut off by Mama. Worth it. Another really great highlight, you know, you've got the funny. That was a great bit. And then there was also just the awe-inspiring moment when actress Christina Applegate came out to present an award. She is she's undergoing treatment for MS, and she got a standing ovation from everybody. But then she tried to get it right back, you know, like, we're not having, no crying. You're not crying. I'm not crying. Let's focus on the award. So it was a great night. One celebrity who knows that her time is short is Shannon Doherty. Mm-hmm. She's gotten a very serious cancer diagnosis, and she's had to have those thoughts of like, how do I want to prepare myself and my family for what is eventually going to come? She has kind of given thoughts to how she wants her funeral to be. She has a list together. She said, there's a lot of people that I would want to show up and who I would want to be there. And then there's some that I don't. Their reasons for showing up aren't necessarily the best reasons. Like, they don't really like me, but they'll come because it's like the politically correct thing to do and they don't want to look bad. But I want my funeral to be like a love fest. I don't want people to be crying. I want people to be privately like, oh my gosh, wasn't that great? Remember that one time we did that? So she kind of has a plan. And I don't know if she's reached out personally to the people that she knows she doesn't want there.
I'm guessing no. Here's how I'm envisioning it. There's a line and there's a big gentleman with an earpiece and he's got a list. And either you're on the list or you're not on the list.
You don't make the list.
I'm sorry, Ms. Doherty does not want you in here.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You didn't make the list.
No. And there are people are trying to bribe their way in. They're like, double no.
Good day to you.
And good day to you as well. If she wants to have fun with it,
yeah,
I'd hire security.
Make a list.
Bouncer.
Bouncer at the
bouncer
door.
At your funeral.
I told you, he has been the hero of the ring for many, many years, but Hulk Hogan really hasn't had some time, you know? He's retired.
He was the heyday of, back in the day, WWF wrestling.
Yes.
Before it became WWE. Then kind of went off the radar. Then he had a reality show for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then kind of went off the radar again.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, he's back on the radar because of an incident that happened in Tampa, Florida on Sunday night. He, his wife, and their friend Jake, who is a former Marine, witnessed a car accident right in front of them. They're on the highway, and the car ahead of them swerved like they were going to miss the exit. So they swerved try to make the exit. And they shouldn't have done that because they hit another vehicle. The vehicle that they hit then went flying off the road.
Oh, my God.
It went upside down into the ditch. And the driver of that overturned vehicle was a 17-year-old girl. Luckily, Hulk, his buddy Jake, the former Marine, raced to the scene. They get there. They pop the airbag on the car. They help get this 17-year-old girl out of the vehicle. And she walked away.
That's fantastic.
She's going to be okay thanks to the quick action. So, Hulk Hogan, hero.
Yes.
Yes?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yes.
Girl's like, stop calling me brother, but otherwise, yes. I'm going to get you out there, brother.
I'm going to help you, brother.
Let me run that door, brother.
Give me your hand, brother.
Otherwise, it's fantastic.
Stop calling me brother. My name is Hannah.
But thank you, sir. Thank you. You're welcome, brother.
Celebrity rescues reenacted. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Okay, guys.
Picture this.
There we are. The Zombite virus is infecting mechanically enhanced humans to create a horde of robo-zombie creatures.
Wait, it's affecting mechanically? What?
Yeah, I just turned them off. But anyway.
Yeah.
Our team of scientists, Scientist Ben, Scientist Claire, and Dancing Scientist Hanson.
Wow.
Are trapped in a lab with a simple goal. We must find a cure in less than 30 minutes.
Do we get to mix potions then? Is this
I don't know.
Class?
We're doing the zombie research lab escape room at spare time today.
This is a team bonding.
Yes.
That Eric signed us up for.
Double yes.
Ben and I did not agree to until after you already signed us up.
We've all been in this situation. You're making small talk with somebody.
Mandatory fun at work.
Maybe somebody sells cookies. Well, there's two.
Hey!
Hold on. There are two situations. One, it's mandatory fun at work. I am actually attempting to do team building without letting the team know I booked it. But it all came from a...
You broke the team and then you want to build us back stronger.
It's team building.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. But haven't you seen a friend? Maybe they sell candles or Pampered Chef. And the next thing you know, you're at their house buying something.
Yeah.
I kind of committed to this without meaning to commit to it.
Mm.
So I'm making good on a promise.
Immediately.
Well, I want to get it done. It's fun. 30 minutes. Have you ever done an escape room?
One time.
Did you escape?
I think we did. But okay. There was hard feelings after.
There were?
Yeah.
Ben, have you ever done one?
One time.
Did you escape?
No.
No. Were there hard feelings afterwards?
No.
Okay, good.
Was it just me who had hard feelings?
With whom? The other people in the room?
I just felt like I didn't get listened to, and we could have solved it quicker if I had gotten listened to.
Was it friends, coworkers, or family?
It was coworkers.
Oh.
It's probably you two. I don't remember who it was. But
we got out.
We got out.
Was it me?
No.
Was this the bank one?
Yeah, it was a bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Is pushing allowed?
Is pushing, like, what? To get like, out?
I mean, we're on a 30-minute time crunch here. Like, what?
Yeah.
What if Claire pushing? Gets in my way?
And then you're going to push me? I'm going to push back, Ben.
Whoa. What strengths are we bringing in besides Ben physically wanting to move Claire?
Ben's a pusher.
Okay.
Literally a pusher. I probably have super tear strength. I don't know.
You're going to crying in the corner. All right. Ben's going to push you around and you're going to cry in the corner. And I'm going to be overly, I'm not going to hide my feelings. I'm just going to tell you guys
you're
things.
You're very direct.
I'm very direct. Some call it bossy. I'm direct.
He's very direct. So we know what we're getting into, right?
I will tell you guys this now. There's one thing that you need to stop me. I'm very bad or good at finding patterns in things.
Mm.
And most of these rooms have so many things to get you off course.
Yeah.
So
you are committed to the.
I overly commit way too soon.
Okay.
Yes.
I go along and I want to get along.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ben, we're leaning on you, buddy.
Ben, you have to be the tiebreaker.
You are, as we know, we did some personality profiles. He's very methodical in his thinking. He's very deliberate.
I think he's going to be good at it.
Should we just sit back and let Ben go?
Maybe we just watch Ben do it.
I don't know how that's going to go.
Well, fair enough.
Okay.
Now.
First attempt gets to be Ben's attempt. And then if he doesn't please us, we take over.
In an hour, it's usually like 6 to 8 puzzles. So I'm thinking we'll have 3 puzzles to figure out.
Okay.
3 or 4, half an hour. And if I didn't say, there's lunch afterwards. Right.
There's always that to look forward
Maybe
to.
Maybe we can roll a bowl.
What, ball? Roll a bowl.
Roll a ball. Roll a ball. Do a little bowling. I should have said bowling. What? There's an arcade?
We can roll a ball.
Or we can roll a bowl. I don't know what I'm saying. Those are your options.
Okay.
Now are we looking forward to it? Or less?
I'm looking forward to it a little bit.
Okay, good. How about Ben? Are you in a little bit or more than a little bit?
I'm looking forward to it a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay. I'm looking forward to a lot of bit.
See, you make up for everybody else, so now we're good.
I also signed up for it and I paid for it, so we're doing it.
He is invested.
Zombie Research Lab. Will the Morning Scramble escape in 30 minutes or less? I guess you'll find out if we're on the radio or not tomorrow morning.
We'll tell you if we're here.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
I always wonder when we read the bios of the artists, if they want us to read it, all of it. I'll bring up.
Yeah, no, just start at the beginning and then go all the way through the end.
It's We won't have any time to talk to them.
Read the bio word for word? Is that what you want to do?
Don't do it?
Yeah, no. That was written some ago, and there are a lot of words in it, and I can't pronounce half of them. So no, leave it. Guy who likes fishing from Wisconsin prefers walleyes.
Okay. That's all the intro you need, Charlie Behrens. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're great.
Cold, but good.
Yeah, I was tracking your tour. You just wrapped some time in the Dakotas. Did you get walloped with all the snow that Iowa just got hit with?
Yeah. I mean, it was freezing up there, guys. It was so cold, I started believing in conspiracy theories. I'm not even kidding you. I looked out the road off the highway. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's where they faked the moon landing.
Yes.
Right there.
And it's so desolate out there.
Look like the moon. It looked like the surface of the moon. Yeah, it still does. We're looking at drifts and multiple inches. We'll have it all cleared out, though. You're going to be playing Cedar Falls. Gallagher Bluedorn coming up on January the 28th. Grab those seats right now through that box office. This is all in support of a brand new tour. And as your website says, the good old-fashioned tour, all new material.
Yeah, it's all new material. It's a lot of fun. We've been having a good time with it, you know. We got bits on everything about, you know, that guy that goes out pheasant hunting, the guy with the dog, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun bit. You know, you always know the guy with the dog because he always pretends that the dog's great, and then he just spends the entire time going, Banksy, here! Come here! You know that guy? So that's kind of fun.
I know that guy.
That was my dad growing up.
Yeah,
oh, my
gosh.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, everybody's dead, and they got the whistle, you know, and they won't stop with the whistle, God. And the dog just doesn't listen. So we got a bunch of bits, everything from family to, you know, I mentioned the Packers, because obviously we're winning the Super Bowl this year. So
obviously.
That's a whole other story.
You destroyed the Cowboys. That was fun to watch.
Well, I didn't personally, but thank you for attributing it to me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's through the power of Charlie that the Packers were able to channel that energy,
right?
It was
your good vibes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Vested by me. Thank you.
Charlie, it's super fun. And if, I think, like, you know, the doldrums of winter where we're all kind of like, oh my gosh, I have to spend more time at home. Why don't you, like, tell people why they should come see your show in particular? Because you're so funny.
Oh, thank you. You are too kind. No, I mean, it'll be a good time. There's a lot of... There's a lot of beer there, I think, you know, so that's a good start. Also, my buddy Adam Gruhl is going to be there from Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. We just came out with an album. So we're going to do some music in this show as well, the smaller part of it, but it's still going to be fun. And, yeah, I mean, the tour's just been going great. So, you know, I'm pretty bad at self-promotion, and I'm here highlighting that fact right now.
That's okay. We got your back.
It's going to be a fantastic time, you know.
How? What's your musical aptitude? What's your instrument? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty mediocre at music, but Adam's really good. I'll tell you that much. I play guitar and harmonica and sing, and Adam, you know, he's a pro. He's in like 5 different bands. So he keeps me on track, you know.
Charlie, that sounds like plenty, I'd say.
He's humble bragging. He's a Midwest guy, right? I'm not.
No,
that.
Guys. No. Just wait till you hear me play, okay?
No, I'm garbage.
Be like, I know what he was talking about.
I'm just terrible.
Good thing he didn't make that a huge part of the show.
Just a little part. Charlie Behrens is joining the Morning Scramble. The good old-fashioned tour going to be hitting Cedar Falls coming up on January the 28th. How about a quick little this or that? You up for that?
Oh, yeah, no.
No, okay. No.
Or, I mean, no, yeah.
Yes.
No, yeah.
Packers or Badgers?
Packers.
Duck or pheasant hunting?
Duck. By a short shot, but
okay.
Duck.
Cheese curd or that fancy cheese spread that you get at the supper clubs in the salad bar?
Cheese curd squeakers from the from the main guy at the just off the side of the road with, like, the cooler is the stand, you know?
Yes, from his cooler.
Right there, that guy.
And as,
But it can't be cold in the cooler, you know, just trying to keep it out of the sun.
That's my mom grew up in Oconomowoc, so I know the old-fashioned scene well. Are you a brandy guy or a whiskey guy?
Oh, brandy.
Brandy, okay.
Oh, what a
I think
girl.
I knew that answer. Yeah.
I mean, you betcha on the brandy. You know, some people don't like it at all. And I said, well, you just haven't tried it. You know?
Just try it my way.
That's
you'll
the
see.
Way to have a proper Wisconsin old fashioned,
you'll
for sure.
See. Oh, Charlie Behrens, very excited to have the tour coming to the Gallagher Blue Dorn in Cedar Falls. Tickets on sale right now. What's the easiest way to go get those?
Oh, I think you can go to charliebehrens.com and click on the tour section.
Easy enough.
And it'll pop up. You can also throw it in Google or however you want to do it. It'll be there somehow.
All right, well, let's get this snow cleared out of the way so we can get you a smooth path into Cedar Falls. And we'll have a brandy old-fashioned waiting for you. How does that sound?
Oh, that'd be really nice. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks for coming on the Morning Scramble. We look forward to laughing along with Charlie Behrens, the good old-fashioned tour hitting Cedar Falls, Gallagher Blue Dorn, coming up on January the 28th. It's the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.